wish you could hear God's voice? Are you struggling to find stillness in the busyness of mom life? Is being present daily and sometimes moment by moment a battle for you? Welcome home, sister. This is Unabridged Faith. Aloha, my name is Paige Amber Bacani. I am a lover of Jesus, wife, mama, and mentor. After living by my own strength for years, I finally gave up and took a chance on Him. The simplest way to describe what the Lord has done in my life is that I was one way, and now I am completely different. I want that for you. My mission is to journey alongside you as we openly grow in our faith by being present with God's Word, practicing prayer, pursuing fellowship, and sharing powerful testimonies. If you want to learn how to invite God's peace into your heart, motherhood, and mind, I know this podcast will speak to you. Slip on your shoes, strap on your little ones, and let's go for a walk. We have a date with the Lord. All my love, your sister, Paige.
Lord Jesus, we love you so much. We come before you today and ask that you would open our eyes and open our hearts as we dig into your scripture and as we ask you for the strength and wisdom to be all of the women, wives, and mamas that you have created us to be. We recognize our weaknesses and our shortcomings, and we bring them before you and we lay them at your feet so that you can strengthen us and you can guide us and you can lead us into all of the good plans that you have created for us since before we were even born, Lord. We ask you for this time to be present and peaceful, and if there are distractions, Lord, that we can quickly address them patiently and come back and be in the peace of your presence, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Aloha and good morning, mamas. I've been thinking how when I began this podcast, it was very natural for me to start in prayer, because my words come from the Lord and I want to be speaking His truth and from the fulfillment of His Spirit and not just my own thoughts. And I do pray before I turn on my mic every time, but I got to thinking, why am I not praying on the mic and allowing these women and these mamas to also take a moment with me and be in prayer in communion with the Lord instead of doing it privately and then coming on here and being empowered and speaking to you guys. So I believe that this will be a new part of the podcast, and I'm really excited to have it back in. I want to start today. I wanted to read the whole chapter because it's such a good and hopeful and joyful chapter, but I have taken it down to kind of a chunk. But when you have time this week, reading all of Deuteronomy 11 would be very encouraging for you. We're going to start at verse 13, and it says, "So, if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and olive oil. I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied." So the Lord here is promising us such good things if only we will be faithful to obey His commands. Verse 16 goes on to say, "Be careful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and He will shut up the heavens so that it will not rain, and the ground will yield no produce. And you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you." Verse 18, "Fix these words of mine in your hearts, in your minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your homes and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth." It goes on to just continually talk about, if you carefully observe all the commands I'm giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all of these nations before you. He goes on saying that everywhere that you put your foot, it will be yours. You will conquer in my name. But then he brings it back again, if you are listening and obeying me. And how often do I say that to my son, Jacob, who's 3? Baba, I need you to listen and obey, listen and obey, listen and obey. It's just so funny that I say that to him. And then I come to the Word of God and my Father, my Heavenly Father, is reminding me, Paige, you need to listen and obey. You need to listen and obey. And I'm so grateful for that. And what I want to talk about today is how we can be more intentional with our littles. And this verse says it so beautifully, that we need to be being with them, right? Like, how are they going to know how to listen and obey not only us, but more importantly, the Lord? And he tells us here, it's to fix these words of mine in your hearts and in your minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead. And that's just saying, memorize my word, know my word in your heart and in your mind, that you can recite it throughout your day, that when you get fearful or afraid, that you can recite Joshua 1:9. That's a verse that Jacob and I have been memorizing together. Be strong, be courageous, do not be frightened, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Just being able to say that to him and have him repeat it back to me brings me so much joy, and I can't even imagine the kind of joy that it brings the Lord. We went to this gymnastics place where we lived the other day. A friend had invited us to an open gym, and Jacob got up on this huge, it's like a diving board into a foam pit, and he stands up there and he puts his hands on his hips and he says, I will not be afraid, and just jumps in. He's 3 years old. This foam pit is massive, and he just dives right in, no fear. And he tells me afterwards, Mama, I was a little bit afraid. But for him to stand up there, put his hands on his hips, and recite that piece of the verse, wow, that shows me that he's listening to me. And not only is he listening in those moments, that is obedience too. He's reciting it back. He's speaking life and truth over himself when he's actually feeling the opposite. And for the innocence of a 3-year-old to say that, God is moving in our children. And it's so amazing when we get a little glimpse of it. And I want to make this really practical for you guys. And I want you to know that I am speaking from a place of continuing to grow. I wanted to record this for you guys a week ago when I first experienced it, because I was so encouraged and I was feeling like such a good mom. Like, we had such a good day. And then the next couple of days were not as encouraging, and I got discouraged, and it was really hard for me to come and sit in front of this mic and share a message that I had been encouraged on a couple days ago, but that I felt like I was failing at now. But it's important enough that I want to bring it before you guys. So a couple really, really practical things that made our day so amazing and ways that I was able to be so intentional with them. I'll bring it back to the verse, Deuteronomy 11, verse 19. It says, teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. So this is telling us we need to be with our children in order to show them how to listen and obey, in order to show them that we love about, that we love them, that we care about them, that we respect them. And this applies directly to our relationship with our Father in heaven as well. But right now, I really want to focus on us mothering our littles and mothering them well and mothering them with the Lord's love and stewarding them the way that he would have us do. So on this specific day, what I noticed, 5 things that I noticed that really, really helped me to be super intentional with my littles and live out Deuteronomy 11, 19 was that I prayed. I started my day praying for strength and for peace and for wisdom, because I know that I'm lacking those in in my own strength. I'm lacking the patience that I need for this day to be the best mom that I can be when Jacob wakes up and for whatever reason, he's already having a meltdown, right? And we don't know, we can't understand. They're 3 years old, like they are developing, they're learning. Their little bodies are probably hurting because they're growing so fast. They're probably so hungry. They just slept for however long and they woke up. There's so many reasons why they can wake up and or melt down at any point in the day. And it's really beautiful when we can understand those. But sometimes our humanness comes in and we can't. And it's in those moments that I realize, Lord, this is why I begin my day in prayer to you. This is why I begin by asking for these things that I know that I'm lacking because in and of myself, I don't have them and I need them from you. And my children need them from me. So prayer is number one, the most important way to begin your day, bringing your weaknesses before the Lord so that he can then elevate you and fill you with the opposite of your weaknesses, fill you with his strengths. And number two is shortly after that, starting your day in the Word. This changes my entire heart posture, my entire perspective from feeling in a, for lack of better words, kind of like a tool to meet everyone else's needs for the whole day, right? When you wake up at the same exact time as your children and they're already yelling at you and throwing out demands, just you feel like you're raising little tyrants and it's not a good feeling. Versus getting up a little bit before them, really allowing God's word to come in and transform your mind and transform your heart and remembering, oh wow, these little souls were gifted to me to steward. And by caring about them and loving them and teaching them patience and kindness and being slow to speak and respond and act, I am doing eternal work. Like I am showing them the love of the Father. I'm showing them how to love others. And eventually someday how to share the gospel with others by how I'm sharing the gospel with them daily through my words, through my actions, through my love, through my presence. So number one, prayer. Number two, being in the Word of God. Number three is really, really practical, but smiling. Like how often do we go throughout our whole day very much task oriented? I know that I do. And it's like, okay, I made the breakfast. Okay, they're eating breakfast. That's great. Okay, we're outside. Okay, we're digging. Okay, that's great. Okay, now it's time for nap time. Put them down for nap. All right. Like the day's moving along. We got our rhythm. Like things aren't bad, but I'm also not smiling. Like I'm making breakfast and I'm smiling. And Jacob asked me, Mama, how's your day? And I think about it. My day's going pretty good. Like they notice our facial expressions, especially my little girl. She just turned 5 months. Like she is looking at every single little muscle in my face right now. She's noticing the way that my mouth moves when I'm talking. She notices the way that I chew my food when I'm eating. She notices if I have a happy face or a sad face, if I'm sticking out my tongue at her. Like she's picking up on all of these things. And God created us to do that as human beings. We pick up so much more than we can even perceive from other people's facial expressions and body language. And it's such a beautiful thing. And why would we not take that knowledge and use it for our power to love our children more? Use the knowledge that they're picking up on way more than I realize. And so just being intentional with our face, like just smiling and just giggling and showing them that we appreciate this time with them, that we're genuinely enjoying making this food for them so that we can nourish their bodies, that we're enjoying laying them down for a nap so that they can grow big, that we're enjoying being present outside with them, and just that we're enjoying God's creation in general. He put us in an absolutely beautiful world that we could never completely know or learn about if we had lifetimes upon lifetimes. And yet, how quickly do we forget that when we step outside? So number three is smile. Number four is I got on the ground with them. Like I was eye level with them. I was reading with them. I was playing with them. But I could see their eyes. So when I was with Gracelyn, I would lay down right on my tummy and look right in her face and smile at her and talk to her and just observe her. Sometimes I wasn't even doing anything, just giving her the space to be who she was and allowing her to know, like, I'm watching you and I'm enjoying this time with you. And with Jacob, he is full dinosaur mode right now, you guys. So playing dinosaurs with him, but not kind of just like, I don't know, walking around, kind of participating, but not really. No, like I got on my hands and knees, like I went full dinosaur mode. I'm roaring, I'm right in his face, I'm looking at his eyes, I'm like touching his body so that he's physically stimulated and he knows like I'm in this with you. Like we're having like a dinosaur rumble or we're chasing each other, whatever it is, I am present with you. I'm not looking on my phone and chasing you around the yard, but not really paying attention. Like I am in it with you. And at this point, some of you guys are probably like, okay, that sounds great, Paige, but I don't have an entire day to just focus on my children. And that's okay. That's not what I'm trying to get across right here. And that's why number 5 is choose certain times for your entire presence and choose certain times for your phones or your to-do lists or even just your mental load, whatever it is that distracts you from your child. And I think that's a really good question for number 5 to help us move past these distractions is what are my distractions? Like I can feel it when I'm so present with my child and then something happens and I shift from being present to being frustrated. And many, 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 many times it has something to do with my phone. Like I remember that I need to text someone or I send a voice message or call someone, or maybe I need to get back to somebody on Facebook Marketplace. Like I remember something that it typically has to do with my phone. And from the time that I disengage from my child and try to pick up my phone, especially when I don't do it with a transition time, it causes chaos in the house almost immediately. And it's something that I've witnessed enough times that I now see and I can call it out, and it's just not worth it. And maybe you're not at that point yet, but for me, it is not worth it. And I understand we can't just, I mean, we can, but we're not going to just like crash our phones and become hermits and go live in the mountains with our children. That sounds amazing, but that's not what we're going to do. I don't feel that that's what God has called me to do, but I do feel that He has given me the freedom to create boundaries. Like, Bubba, for this time and space, I am going to be completely present with you. I'm going to ask the Lord to help clear my mind and my heart of my mental load so that I can be fully present with you right now. And timers have been such a gift. That should be number 6. I didn't even have that one, but using timers and saying like, okay, for the next 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes, however long you can create, I'm going to be here with you. And then when that time ends, it might not always be a beautiful transition. It's not always for us. More times than not, right now, it's not an easy transition, but it's worth it. And letting him know, okay, buddy, I focused on you and I had such a great time and I love spending that time with you. Helping them have some type of a free play area or space, and it, helping them engage with whatever it is, rather it's a puzzle or a few balls, or you let them go outside while you watch from inside, or you're out there with them but just not engaging. Whatever it is, setting them up and then setting another timer and being like, okay, for the next 5, 10, 15, 30 minutes, mommy's going to be working on this. And even better for me is when I can do my work, my mental load, my getting back to people, whatever that looks like, during nap time, so I can be fully present in that work and accomplishing and laying that mental load before the Lord and allowing Him to lead me in it. But yes, days don't always permit that type of time. But I recognize that number 5, when I could choose certain times to be fully present and then choose certain times to be fully devoted to checking off the mental load, doing the things that need to be done, laundry, dishes, responding to people, whatever that looks like, it made all the world of difference. And again, number 6, timers. They are not always going to love the transition, but at least the timer can be more so the bad guy than you. Like, the timer went off, the timer said. And that's been really, really helpful for me and Jacob. So I hope that this encourages you. I hope that this gives you some good ideas of how to become more intentional with your little ones, because we see in Deuteronomy 11, we are the ones who teach them how to do this. Like, we are walking with them daily. We're spending time with them when we wake up, when we sleep. Like, all of these times are moments and opportunities for us to share the gospel with them in so many different ways. And if we're constantly showing them that they're not worth or they're not important enough for us to give them our full presence, if we're constantly trying to balance between our mental load or our frustrations or whatever it is and spending time with them, that can send a really sad and mixed and confused message to them. And I see it. I see it in Jacob on the days when I do that myself, because I do. And I see the frustration in him, the chaos, the meltdowns, his just upset, his confusion, versus the days when the Lord empowers me to be more so like this and taking these six steps. And he tells me so often, he'll just look at me in the eyes, "Mama, I love you so much." And he'll ask me, "Mama, how's your day going?" I just see when I'm intentional with him, he's intentional with me. When I'm present with him, he's present with me. We cannot expect anything, especially from our three-year-olds, that we're not giving them. And what kind of adults do we want to be sending out into this world? Like, what kind of boys and girls do we want to be raising up? And yeah, the distractions of this world, of our culture, of our time that we're living here, they are not worth it for me. They're not worth it to come in between my relationship with myself and the Lord, and they are not worth it to come in place of my relationship with my children or with my husband. And that reminds me too, in Deuteronomy 11:16, it says, "Be careful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them." And in my eyes, distraction is another god. And when we are not creating proper boundaries around these distractions, we're worshiping them. We're bowing down to them. Like, we no longer have the freedom to choose. We're now giving up that freedom and almost becoming slaves to distraction. And this is something that the Lord has been revealing to me and that I will continue speaking on. But right now, I want to end it here with these six steps that I'm going to say again. And I would love to hear from you guys how this goes, if you're able to implement it. And maybe you're already implementing these six and you're like, "Hey, I have a seventh or an eighth or a tenth. Like, these are things that have been working really, really well for us." I would love to hear it, not only to share with our women and audience, but also for myself practically. Like, I have a 5-month-old and a 3-year-old that I'm navigating motherhood in a way that I've never had to navigate before. So any of you mamas that are out there and maybe a little bit ahead of me and just have some more wisdom to share, please, please, please do. But to re-say the steps, number one is to pray. Be in the Lord's presence and pray. Number two is to sit with his word and allow him to change your perspective for the day, that you are not a tool to meet everyone else's needs, that you have been blessed to steward these souls, and that it is eternal work. Number three, super practical, smile. Just smile at your kids, smile at your husband, smile at strangers, wave at people when they drive by. Jacob is so cute. He's just picking up on everything. We've been hanging out in the front yard a lot, and he waves at every single car that goes by. And I notice it's because Evan and I wave at people. So they're picking up on everything. And not to stay here for too long, but what kind of teenagers do we want to have? Do we want our teenagers to be crabby, like going through everything super crabby? Or do we want teenagers that will smile at us and engage with us? And I know that we don't always have perfect control over that by any means, but I do see they imitate what they see. So if they're seeing a smile more often than not, my hope is that they will also smile more often than not. Number four, get on the ground with your kids. As adults, I think we forget that we can just like lay on the living room floor and put our arms out and put our legs out. We can roll around and we can do anything that we want with this body that God gave us. But I just so quickly forget that it's not just a tool to meet the needs. Like, it's not just to be standing up and making this food or that food or cleaning or whatever it is. Like, I can do anything. I have the freedom to move and dance and play and observe my children in any way that I want to. And that's such a gift and a blessing that I need to be reminded of. And I hope that it is a beautiful reminder for you today as well. Number five, make boundaries. Choose certain times for yourself to be entirely present with your children. And I can guarantee you, you will receive so much joy from this time with your children that it will no longer be something that's like, oh, like 5 minutes of just being intentional, you're going to be like, I want like 15 minutes to be intentional and just 5 minutes to get my to-dos done. Like, you are going to be so much more willing and able to get your to-dos done quicker and more efficiently because you want to get back to that time being present with your kids. And it's such a beautiful something words, I can't think of them right now, something that builds upon itself. Like, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And the more you do it, the more you desire that time with them. And number six, I didn't have it written down because I didn't even think I was going to talk about it till I said it, is timers. Use these timers for your boundaries to communicate to your child. You know what? This time is completely yours. And when the timer goes off, mommy is going to switch gears for a little bit. I'm going to help you get situated with whatever it is that we were working on, or maybe you want to start something new. And I'm going to focus on my work and you're going to focus on your work, which is playing and being a child and growing and developing. And when this timer is done, we can come back. We can come back and be present with each other. Maybe we're going to go to the park after this. Maybe we're going to go to the zoo or the children's museum, whatever it is, just letting them in. And that can feel like so much work too. But again, I can guarantee you, the more that you let them in on the rhythm, on what's going to happen for the day, the easier your day is going to be. It is so beautiful what we see in the innocence of our children. They crave order. And that is something that God has given each human being. We crave order. We crave beauty. We crave knowledge. We want to know what is coming. And the more that we can help our little ones to understand what is coming, the easier and the better that our day is going to be, not only for us, but for them. They're going to be able to move through the day with much more certainty and feeling more safe instead of these constant transitions that they didn't know were coming and they are not really sure where you're going and they're really frustrated because they actually wanted to sit down and look at the bug that's on the bottom of their shoe for 5 more minutes. And yeah, if I had to have a number seven, it would be communication. Just communicate, communicate, communicate. Answer their questions. Give them the explanations. Just listen to them and respond to them because that's really what they're wanting. I hope that this blessed you today. It blessed me to retell it to you. I think I've been smiling this whole time because it's just such a gift. It's such a gift to be a mom. And it's such a gift to have even had such a difficult morning and by the grace of God to be able to sit down and tell you guys about a day that I cherish and a day that has encouraged me to have more days like that. So I'm excited for you. I hope that so many of you listen to this and are thinking, I'm already putting these things into practice. Praise God for that and for His leading and guiding you into this. And I also praise God for the mom who is just so thankful for this episode because maybe you've been where I've been too. And motherhood has felt heavy. It's felt hard. It's felt like we're failing and we don't want to fail. Like, we only get one chance at this, right? But putting that on the Lord and trusting that the pressure is off. He will lead us each and every day as we pray, as we're in His Word, and that we have the freedom and the joy to be present with our children. I love you guys so much, and I hope you have lovely weeks being present with your children. Mwah.
Aloha, sweet sister. I am eager to connect and hear how the Lord spoke to you through today's episode, or maybe even throughout the week, because I trust that He did. I want to ask you to pause and help me with a quick favor. If this podcast has blessed you in any way, please take a moment and share how through leaving a heartfelt review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other women, like us, find unabridged faith. Your kind words fill my heart with so much joy, and I have hope that your review also encourages others. If you are ready to go all in with your faith, please email me at unabridgedfaith@gmail.com so we can stay in touch. And come join our community of faith-filled women at facebook.com/unabridgedfaith. I trust that the Lord will continue to use this podcast to draw us nearer to His heart. And I pray for a week full of intention and connection as we grow in unabridged faith. In Jesus' name, amen.